Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. Thank you so much for tuning into the Holderness Family Podcast.
Yes, this is just our, let's not minimize. This is our Tuesday release, normal, regular scheduled podcast. It's a fun one today. It's a fun one.
It's so funny. You just said podcast.
Podcast.
It's like you're becoming our Midwest neighbor. A little bit.
I love her. I just want to remind you, on Thursdays, usually Thursday afternoon around 4 or 5, we post a recap podcast of our time in The Amazing Race and just some stuff you don't see behind the scenes and, you know, what we were experiencing. Check those out as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with that. We also have a lot of fun with this. When you come to this part of the podcast, a lot of times it's us just trying to be better at being married to each other. A lot of times we bring in experts and they give us their advice. Today, it's a little bit more marriage talk, but we're talking about advice that we would tell our newlywed selves. Kim, quick, you have 3 seconds. How long have we been married?
Long enough to have to do math.
I know. No, it took me a second.
So, hold on. I'm like, what? First of all, what year are we in?
Yeah.
I can't. I'm still in 2021. Everybody's talking about 2022. So,
we're in 2022.
Okay.
So, do you know how long we've been married?
16 and a half, 16 and three quarters years.
Almost 17 years. That's right.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, it's that a legitimate amount of time.
That I'm old enough to have been married for 17 years.
I mean,
that's crazy. Because I feel like if you're married for 17 years, you're pretty old.
I remember looking at people who had high schoolers and who had been married for 17 or 20 years and thinking, God, you guys have been married for a long time.
And now we're those people.
We are those people.
I'm happy to be married to you.
I'm thrilled. I can't believe, this is like being on a heater on a craps table. I feel very lucky.
I love being compared to Vegas. I love this exercise of what advice we would tell our newlywed selves, because I love the exercise of what would you tell yourself 10 years ago? What advice would you give yourself 10 years ago? Because it's always the advice you should follow now. So I think that by going through this process and coming up, it is a good reminder for us. I mean, we did write a marriage book. Everybody fights, so why not get better about it? Available everywhere.
And we've still learned stuff since that book.
But we've learned so much since. So going through this helped us, as people who've been married for 17 years, kind of remind ourselves of some good strategies.
Before we get started, a quick reminder, please subscribe to our podcast if you could. If you have not already, it makes a big difference. And if you leave a review, it's a massively important part of our ecosystem.
And I love it when you can leave like a written review on iTunes or Spotify or those. That's great. It's like, it really helps us there. But Robin from Georgia called in, and let's hear what she has to say.
Hi, Kim and Penn. This is Robin from Georgia, and I don't have a question right now, but I just wanted to give you a call and let y'all know that I love your show. Y'all always make me laugh, and I have taken some of the advice that y'all have given about marriage into account in my own, and I'm trying to do things to make things better. So I just wanted to say thank you. Love the show. Bye.
Thank you, Robin.
Robin, you know what I love most about people in the South is they say y'all.
Yes.
It is a word here.
It is an immediate identifier of where you are.
I know. I love it. Robin, you're so sweet. Thank you.
By the way, that phone call came in from our phone line.
His mind is blown that people still use a phone call to call people.
Did you guys know you could use your phone as a phone?
We don't. It has to be an emergency for me to call somebody.
Somebody calls you. How often do you say, like, reject call, sorry, slammed, what's up? Like, on text.
And you're just scrolling through TikTok.
You don't want to talk to people anymore. Yeah. Right. You're not slammed.
If my phone rings, my friend Julie called me last night. It was 8:00 and I was like, something's wrong. And she just wanted to talk. I was like, I can't do that right now. Sorry.
Did you tell her? Like,
no, you had just come in with dinner. So
that's right.
Yeah.
That.
So I had an excuse. I would have talked to her.
You usually give Julie, like Julie's been a member of this podcast. She pops in every once in a while.
Anyway. So if you wanted to call us, it's 323-364-3929. 323-364-3929. We occasionally ask for prompts, but if you have a question, if you have a suggestion for a future guest or a topic, we'd love to hear from you.
Okay, so let's get to the meat and potatoes here. Can you tell I want meat and potatoes for dinner right now?
It's snowing outside, so it's been a carb-heavy January because of this weather.
We have been married, as we said, almost 17 years, and someone asked us recently what advice we wish we could go back and tell our newlywed selves. Wouldn't it be great if we could just go back and tell ourselves, hey, just do this, and it'll be so much easier? So we're going to share some things we've learned along the way in our journey together. And we also asked you what advice you would share. So we've got three things. We've got our advice. Mm-hmm. We've got your advice. Those wonderful listeners who have sent in stuff. And then we've got phone call advice, using the phone that's a phone to call in with
it's
advice.
It's a fun one, you guys.
Yeah. And we're just going to kind of bounce around.
Okay. You want to go first?
Do you want me to do my advice first, or do you want me to do their advice first? I'm totally up for either, but I don't have an opinion.
Let's go through our advice.
Okay, let's do that first.
Just because it's that way in our Google Doc.
So I've got three things, which I turned into five.
Cool.
Ready?
Yeah.
While there is 100% of actual effort, this is what you learn. As soon as you say I do, there is 100% of actual effort, right? Like if you're trying to push a truck across a finish line, you give 100% and it gets there. Maybe one person does 50%, the other one does 50%. While there's 100% of actual effort in marriage, there is 150% of perceived effort. So if you think you're doing 75% of the effort, you're actually only doing about 50%.
So
it's a pride thing.
For somebody who's not a math person, it broke my brain a little bit when you very early in our marriage kind of came up with this. Like you have to do... If you feel like you're doing 50%, you're doing 25%.
Right.
You have to work so hard at just daily life tasks, all of the things that come in a partnership. You have to feel like you're doing 75% of it.
Because it's more than you think. And there's always things that other people are doing that your wife or your husband or your spouse are doing that you don't see. And also, don't be the person who's like, okay, honey, I just cleaned the windows.
Oh, I know.
And I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
So again, we're giving you these pieces of advice because we've screwed it up already, right?
Yes. So my first piece of advice is something my mother told me on our wedding day. My parents were married for 27 years and got divorced. And they are now, I'm happy to report, happily married, remarried other people, and they're doing great. I think something my parents learned in their marriage, and it's so vital. She just looked at me and said, just be nice to each other. And I think it's such simple advice, but dang, sometimes it's hard. It is hard sometimes. You get frustrated with each other, and sometimes it's hard to be nice, but we did write about this in our book, is that we sometimes save the worst of ourselves for the people we love the most and we're most comfortable with because I know you're always going to be there for me. So sometimes I'm a B because I'm in a bad mood. It's been a bad day. Something goes wrong at work and I just lash out at you because I know you're safe. You can't do that.
Yeah.
So just be nice to each other.
Can I say something just kind of meta here? You are winning the contest of advice so far. That's like such a good, simple piece of advice that you just gave. And I did like the 100 and 150
one. You did calculus.
So you're in first place right now. Congratulations.
We're very competitive even with each other.
But I just
which would explain why we wanted to go on the Amazing Race.
Right. Exactly. Point Kim. Although I do think the 150% thing is true. So, I suck at explaining it.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Let's just move on.
So here's my next one. And this one is...
It was controversial.
Yes.
When we were going through life.
It was controversial with my family, and I understand why. And look, you may not like this advice, but I'm going to give it. Live together for a hot second before you get married. Mm-hmm. This drove my mom nuts. But we moved in. We actually didn't have a choice. But now looking back on it, I'm so glad we did.
Best thing we did.
We moved into a tiny little apartment in Tribeca, New York, that we could only afford because it was part of the rent abatement that happened after 9/11. I mean, God, it was a beautiful location. It was a tiny little apartment. And we went through some real struggles while we were engaged and got in some fights and had some conversations that paved the way to a more comfortable agreement on how to live together. And that's not what you want when you're like going through this fairy tale. Like imagine going through like the fairy tale wedding and then the honeymoon, and then you get plopped together in an apartment like that.
Everybody's going to have their own opinion, but I think for us it was very helpful to have experience living together beforehand, because it was hard. I think the reason why they say the first year of marriage is so hard, it's because people are living together and combining lives for the first time. I think it gets tricky, though. Here's where I would say it gets tricky is that, say, like, let's try this out. Let's live together. And no, it's not ideal. But then splitting a house, like, but then splitting finances and stuff and kind of unattaching yourself at that point becomes really complicated.
So here's a solution. Live together when you get engaged. Make that your probationary period. You've already committed your lives to each other. You're going to have finances together. There's a ring on your finger. Let's move in together while this is happening. Is that stupid?
No, I mean, I don't know if there's a perfect solution, but I think that maybe you sign a year lease, like there's a deadline to it where you make a decision or something.
Yeah, I think for that, like there's going to be some terror and some expectations of getting married because you're doing it.
Yeah. So obviously we're not perfect at this, but I think we would tell our kids to do that. I mean, I don't think it'd be a great idea, like right out of college.
No,
but we were almost 30 at this point.
No, I think the best time to live together or to decide to live together. And look, I understand people who lived together before this. I have no judgment on anyone living together at any point in time. But if you've made a vocal or commitment to each other, to wanting to spend the rest of your lives together, there's that like 9 months to sometimes people take 2 years before you actually tie the knot. And that might be a good time to just give it a run, because this is what it's going to be like. And it is different for both of us.
I remember there was a night and it was late at night and we were fighting about something and you were like, are we still getting married? And I'm like, I think so, but I don't know. Like the fight was that big.
I remember it.
And
yeah, I remember what I said.
What'd you say?
Well, you were having your first anxiety attack.
Yeah.
And I wasn't familiar with it. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what anxiety was. I just thought you were being incredibly irrational.
It wasn't my first, but it was my first that you experienced. Yeah.
But you just kind of flew off the, I shouldn't use the word flew off the handle, but that's kind of what happened. You were like, this house looks like bleep, this couch looks like bleep. I was trying to move stuff around to try to make it more spacious for you because you were worried about it. So I was trying to fix it. And then you started screaming. And I was so frustrated. I looked at you and I said, what's going to happen when we have real problems?
Yeah.
And that was a real, probably punch in the crotch for you. Do girls use that term?
I mean, I think it'd be very painful.
Punch in the boobs?
I think,
I'm trying to think
much.
Of something that was painful
all
for pain, you.
Any punches are painful.
Right, and I'm sorry for all of it, but I think looking back on it, that had to hurt to you because you were having a real
it felt
thought
real
and
to
feeling.
Me.
And that was just like immediately discounting it and me saying, this is nothing. But I was like a cornered cat. So that, yeah, after that fight, it took a while for us to recover. And I'm glad that we did. And I'm also glad that we had the fight.
Yeah. I mean, because I had every intention of marrying you. But in that moment, I was like, I don't know if I could do this. Okay, moving on. My second piece of advice is assume your partner is doing the best they can. It's kind of our house motto over here is like, I'm doing the best I can, because you should just assume that they are bringing you their best. And sometimes their best kind of sucks. But if you can assume, if you assume the best out of them, it really does help soften the mood, because there are times when, I mean, I'm trying to think of an example. Maybe Penn is not as tidy as I need him to be or want him to be, or he forgets something or he loses something. It's really easy to get frustrated, and sometimes I do, but I know you're trying your best. And I know with, you know, you have ADHD, you work so hard, you are running all, you do most of the driving for the kids. So you're balancing a lot. And so some things get dropped figuratively, and I have to just assume you are doing your very best.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think you're still winning. All right. Number three for me, guys, guys, this is for you. You very likely just landed someone who is way above your level. There was a party where she was wearing awesome clothes and everyone came up to you and said, man, are you a lucky guy? Right?
I used to wear awesome clothes.
Don't do it. But guys, the honeymoon's over. Don't like plop down on the couch with a beer and survey your domain that you've conquered. Don't do a victory lap, okay?
I'm so confused.
Take good care of yourself. Take care of your wife. And then instead of just doing a victory lap, do the work and surprise her with what a good husband you really can be. Because you've got it in you. Everyone's got it in them. Take it as a personal challenge for me, because this is how you speak to guys. This is me saying, you're probably going to screw this up. Prove me wrong. Do the work early and surprise her with how good a husband you can be. Don't disappoint her that you're sitting there just enjoying the fact that you landed someone who's like 3 or 4 points above you on the point scale.
I don't even know how to follow up on this.
Don't follow up. Let's move on.
Okay.
Do the work.
Do the work. It is work. Here's one. Go to bed angry.
Yeah, this is one of your famous ones.
I looking back, one of that big, huge blowout we had when we were still engaged, and every big, huge blowout we've had since, I am not a productive human when I'm tired, and I lose the ability to form words. I say things I don't mean just to stop the argument. And I have learned that just sleeping on it and waking up with a cooler head and not ignoring the problem. You do not ignore the problem, but saying, hey, let's set like 10 a.m. tomorrow. Let's clear the calendar. We're going to have like, let's finish this. But for right now, I need to go to bed.
You know what? While that advice, as you said before, can apply not only with newlyweds, but also forever. Mm-hmm. That's an evergreen one, kind of like the doing the best you can one. It has special meaning for newlyweds, I think. So I'm glad you brought it up in this point, part as well, because newlyweds have a very hard time gathering this. They feel like they've got to finish the fight, right? And they stay up super late and they scream at each other. And sometimes we used to drink more when we were younger, like all that stuff.
Yeah. You're drinking more. But I think the classic advice that my grandparents gave us was like, never go to bed angry. Why? No, sleep is good.
Yeah. Put yourself in a better situation to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I think I'm going to combine these two I've got on the page here. You know what? And by the way, I stole this one from you, Kim.
Oh, okay.
So this can be both of us. I just wrote it down because I didn't know if you were going to do it. If you can manage, don't have kids like right away. Like if you can.
We only waited a year.
I know. This is advice we're giving to our newlywed selves.
Yeah.
Don't have kids like right away. Give yourself some time for it to be just the two of you and to appreciate that unique bond. Because from the moment you get pregnant, that bond becomes secondary in many ways. So take some time to define your relationship so that when that moment comes that you start a family, you can look at each other and say, we are still going to be each other's favorite person, not the kids. You said that. I'm pointing to you, Kim. You said that to me. So we defined our relationship, even though we didn't necessarily go that long without having kids, because I was like, I really wanted mini me's running around. It was my fault. We're still going to be each other's favorite person. So find a way to define that relationship so that you are each other's favorite person forever. And I don't like if your kids get pissed about that.
We tell our kids like, you're not my favorite. So they know. And I think we model that our relationship is it's the most important one. We love them. We worship them. But when it comes down to it, I mean, Lola's a freshman in high school. She's already talking about colleges. She's leaving soon. Like they're going to be gone soon.
And then you're stuck with me again.
I know. So I have to say, on the way to go pick her up from practice the other day, there was a song that came on that just reminded me of her. And I started thinking about her leaving from college. And I started crying in the car thinking about her leaving.
What was the song?
It's the song
Butterfly Kisses.
No, I was in, is it Katie Tunstall or something that Suddenly I See?
Oh,
so
yeah.
That song was playing in the dressing room when I was trying on my first pair of maternity jeans when I was pregnant with her. And I just have this very vivid, because it was one of those things where Penn and I, after I was on the pill and it was on antibiotics and so the pregnancy happened. It was just like, bloop, oh, wait, we shared a fork, we're pregnant. So it was very, it happened very quickly. And obviously no regrets. We love our Lola. But that song was playing in the dressing room. It was like very hormonal. So it came on again. I was about to go pick her up and I started crying. I'm like, oh my God, she's going to leave me soon.
So it took you back to that moment.
It took me back to that moment. But then I started thinking about getting the next part of our life, you know, starting the next part of our life together. And it got me, I was excited. I mean, I love these kids. I don't want them to go anytime soon, but I am excited just to get to hang out.
We have spider trap plans in motion that we're trying to do to keep our kids from completely ignoring us. Like that's where you are, where you want to find out, especially when they're in high school and you see them kind of going out and having
fun.
We're
trying to create like fun trips that,
spider traps.
Yeah. That we can like invite them on and pay for that, like become traditions.
But at the same time, we're going to have a lot of fun together. Just the two of us.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
What are we going to do when we don't have to drive? Like, by the way, Lola's going to get her license soon. And I have to say, this has nothing to do with being a newlywed advice. It does. She's going through driver's ed right now. And it'll be more than a year before she gets her license. But it will make me very sad to not have that time in the car with her. Because right now, all I do is drive. I'm like an unrated, unpaid Uber driver right now. But I love it.
So here's the solution. Get drunk and make her drive you around. Not drunk, but like go to dinner and make her come pick you up and drive you home.
Well, no, but I have her practice. So anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
I'm going to do one more.
Okay.
And this is one we just, I wouldn't say perfected, but one we...
We've been openly discussing and it's been like a main thing we've been focusing on with our relationship.
Yes. Is learn to anticipate your partner's needs.
Yeah.
And we did a whole podcast on this, but about the basis that is this. And it's something, honestly, we learned on The Amazing Race about that this is the part we came away with. There are times, for me specifically, that I get so overwhelmed with life that I am not even capable of asking for what I need. So our family motto is I'm doing the best I can. Within our marriage, it's mature people ask for what they want. So whether it's what to order for takeout or how I want to be treated, mature people ask for what they want. But there are some times when my brain is so fried with stress or anxiety or something that's happening that I don't know what I want. So comically, Penn will, I'll walk in the door and something stressful has happened. He'd be like, I'm anticipating your needs. And he'll open up. He'll have just bought a bottle of wine. And it'll be getting cool.
Like in the flash, freezer. Yeah.
Flash frozen in the freezer. You know, I'll have a rough morning. He brings me a cup of coffee. Like, I'm anticipating your needs. And we kind of say it out loud. Days that are super stressful for you, I try to pick up the slack on carpool duty. Just something that I know I can see you're stressed. Let me do this for you. And it's been big.
That's a good one. Okay, so that's ours. We got so much great advice from others because I think a lot of the people who listen to this podcast are contemporaries of us. They're similar ages. They've been married for a while. And I think they enjoyed this exercise of being able to go back and give advice to their former selves. And in doing so, like, I think you're right. I think this is going to be great for newlyweds, but this isn't a bad thing for people who have been married for a long time to listen to.
Right. So we have a call-in voice, a series of voicemail messages we're going to play, and also advice that people wrote in. This first one is about people seeking therapy, especially if you have past trauma or mental health issues. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Kim and Penn, this is Grace. I'm from Durham, North Carolina, and I think that my advice would be that both me and my partner should have been in therapy, individual therapy. I think most people could benefit from that. But I think that especially if you already know that you or your partner have had like maybe childhood trauma or are suffering from anxiety, depression, something like that, a lot of times, of course, you would lean on your partner for help and for advice and for all those things. And that's good. But that also can be a lot of pressure on them and a lot of and they're not qualified necessarily to carry some of those things. And so having a professional to walk you through that stuff is so important and it will help your relationship a lot.
That was Grace from Durham, North Carolina.
I just going to give that a slow clap.
Yeah.
We have been through couples counseling and have you ever done individual counseling?
No.
No. You should.
Yeah, I agree.
For most of my adult life, like I started in college going to see therapists. Sometimes it's, sometimes it's in triage situations. Sometimes it's just a regular scheduled, especially during the pandemic.
Triage is a good
way to put it. There are some things that you love me so much, but I have so much baggage.
Right. No, that's
unfair to you.
We did an entire chapter about the baggage you bring into a marriage. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Therapy, there's a stigma to it. We tried to destigmatize it with our book. To say that we're going to go to therapy as a newlywed, I think that there's going to be such a resistance because it's an admission of defeat. It's just an assumption that something is wrong in your marriage. Here's the thing. Grace just put this perfectly. Everyone has baggage. This person would almost be more of a coach to say, no, you're not doing anything wrong. Listen to what went on in this person's life before you even met them and how that shaped them as a person and how that has given them some deficits in how to deal with things emotionally. This is how you, other person, can help with this, right? Mm-hmm. Here's how you can empathize with it and here's some things you can do to help each other. So honestly, newlyweds, almost the best time to go to therapy.
So the analogy somebody gave me one time is, you go to you take a tennis lesson to work on your backhand. Like, why wouldn't you go to see a counselor and you call it a coach, like we, a marriage coach, if you want to, just to get the strategies for there to not be a problem. We have a couple friend who made it a date. So they made it like a day date. So they would get time. This is pre-pandemic, get time off work. They would just carve out, they'd go to therapy and then they would have just once a month just to talk about whatever came up. There wasn't a big problem. And then they'd go have a boozy lunch afterwards.
That's awesome.
And just to kind of keep things in line.
And that's not therapy. I'm glad you said that. Cause honestly, could we afford therapy when we were married? Was that something?
So
we could have afforded?
That's another thing that's like broken in our healthcare system that we had insurance through my job and it was crap. So we would have had access to therapy, but we would have had to wait probably 3 months to get in and probably only six sessions would have been covered. So it's broken.
Hang on. Could you register for that? Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Oh, a gift registry.
Yes. Instead of like, because who freaking needs China?
I know. Wouldn't you rather try it on our registry? But therapy sessions.
Let's make this a thing. Couldn't you have, like, I honestly, if someone put therapy on the registration for a wedding, that, I mean, I feel like that's going to sell out in like
10 sessions,
2 seconds, right? Yeah. And that's also an admission, like, we're going to work on this. We're going to make this last. That's my new thing. That's my new thing.
Everybody who gets married is going to get a therapy session from the Holderness.
Send it to me. Send it, like, put it on your registry, and I don't even need to be invited to the wedding. I'm going to buy one of your therapy sessions.
Okay.
That's a great idea. Me.
Okay. Next one. This one is about picking your battles.
Hey, Kim and Penn. My name is Sydney and I'm calling from California, and I wanted to let you know that I think some advice to my newlywed self would be to pick your battles. Sometimes it's easy to just get into like little stupid bickering or get annoyed at things that your spouse might do. I think that's just part of it. But I think if you pick your battles and know like when you really need to make an issue out of something, you know, and kind of let the small things go, I think that helps.
Thank you, Sydney.
That is great advice. I think we would fight endlessly if we nitpick.
If we fought on everything. Yeah. So I remember a moment recently in a certain situation when we were about to get into it and you stopped and you said, let's not do this now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we never did it.
Yeah.
It just wasn't important enough.
It wasn't important.
We just moved on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that you can just keep removing on.
Yeah. I mean, there's pick your battles. The big stuff. But yeah, just don't die on every hill. There's some written responses too before we get to those.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
It's not always 50-50, Samantha says. Sometimes one of you needs more. One of you needs to step up. And I've talked about that before too, that there are, and I think that's the anticipating your needs conversation, is that sometimes Penn has realized like, oh, she's having one of those anxiety days. I need to be the one that, like, I'm dealing with kids, I'm dealing with dinner, I'm dealing with homework, like, I got you today. So, and that day, you know, the calculus of it all is that you're doing way more than 50.
Goldilocks Nutrition, here we go. Your relationship doesn't have to look like other people's to be good. Just put each other first. Okay, I love this message, because who isn't guilty of looking at some other couple and saying they've got blank, not necessarily out loud, but in your head saying that.
Yeah. And I think that sometimes people, I think we are very happy. We're happy. We have a good marriage, but people be like, oh, relationship goals, y'all, we are not perfect. And so know that when you even when you're seeing us, that we can snap at each other, we can be unfair, all this advice we're giving, it's sometimes hard to put into practice.
The only reason we can give advice is because we've screwed up so many times.
You know, I will also say this. So our very dear friends, Chris and Michelle, who live down the street, their family dynamic, it's so funny. They tease each other mercilessly.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do that.
And no, I would cry. I love the dynamic, but their relationship looks different because they, the minute, like, I mean, I wear like the same sweatshirt every single day, and I walk over there. Chris is like, oh, see ya, pulled out the good sweatshirt for us. So just their dynamic is so different, but their marriage is great.
That's one of my favorite moments of getting to know other married couples, when I see like what their secret sauce is.
Yeah, they just tease each other.
You know what I mean? It's like, that would never work for us, but my God, it looks cute on them.
Right.
And that is always one of my favorite discoveries. And I hope people have that sense with us. And it's not with envy at all. It's with, man, that's, you know what? Mother Nature's a mad scientist, okay, as Kramer once said.
Let's go back to our voicemails. Choose your love and then love your choice. Put marriage first.
Hi, Penn and Kim. My name is Melissa Baker. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah. And if I could give my younger self marriage advice 10 years ago when my husband and I got married, I would remind myself, choose your love and love your choice. And then as well, as much as our children always need us, our marriage has to come first, because if our marriage doesn't stay together, our family doesn't stay together.
Okay. Choose your love, love your choice. That's very catchy.
I know. I want to know more of what it means, but I love that. I love it. It sounds amazing.
Should we like break it down and try to figure it out? So choose your love.
First of all, thank you for calling.
Yeah, oh yeah. Thank you. So Melissa, Salt Lake City, by the way, we've got 3 out of 4 time zones. So I'm feeling good about this. We've got West Coast, East Coast, Salt Lake.
The competition part of Penn's brain is on.
Choose your love. I think that means make good choices about who you're going to love. And then once you're done, like, love the fact that you chose that person. Embrace and appreciate, like, I chose that person and I love the fact that I chose that person.
I think that tracks. Yeah. I I'm tracking with that. Is it bad that I immediately went to, like, when ordering at a restaurant? Because
that's great though. That I think that's a good metaphor.
Sometimes
you're terrible at that.
I'm terrible at that, and then I don't always love it. And so, can I tell you the sweetest thing Penn does? So sometimes I want to get adventurous and try something new, but he knows it's a bad idea. I'm like, yes, I'm going to have this vegan curry with eggplant. And he's like, oh, you're going to hate that. So then he orders the thing that he knows I'll like. And then I take one bite of my dish. He can tell I don't like it. And then he switches. He's like, just take this. And that's sweet. And he does that with wine too, because I get really adventurous. I'm like, yes, I will try this varietal that it has zero reviews. Let me try that. And he's like, you're going to hate it. So he orders
Kim Crawford.
Yeah. He's like, I'll just get a Sancerre and then you can have that when I'm done. Isn't that sweet?
That is also why I spend a little more money on appetizers.
Because you just need to be full.
I just need to make sure that, because the vegan curry is not going to fill me up. I don't need a piece of paper that somebody soaked in tomato sauce. I'm sorry, vegans. No, you know, some vegan curry is good.
I think it by definition is vegan because it's like a coconut base. I just made that up. So
I do like, I'd like some vegan stuff every once in a while. Okay, so let's do the next. I'm in a good spot to do the next audio.
Okay, it's going to be hard days. Don't give up.
Here we go. And this is coming from Haley in Arkansas.
Hey, Kim and Penn. This is Haley from Rogers, Arkansas. And the advice that I would give my newlywed self would be that there's this expectation that after you get married, everything is going to be blissful and easy and exciting. Don't give in to that. The work has just begun. You are going to learn a whole new side of your partner. You're going to learn a lot of things about each other, and it's not going to be easy. You're going to have difficult days, hard nights. You're going to get into the nitty-gritty of life, and you just have to put in the time and the effort and the hard work, and communication, I think, is key. So just be realistic. You may be a newlywed, but it's still a marriage, and it's still a partnership. So don't give up. Put in the effort.
I love that.
Yeah.
You're a newlywed, but you're still married.
Right. I want people to enjoy the bliss. Right. So that's just one tiny correction. Thank you, Haley, for calling, by the way. But she's right. She's right. Because there's this feeling of everything is perfect. And if you get sucked into that, the disappointment that comes after can be really crushing. So I do, like, you know me, I'm a lower your expectations kind of guy so that you can just be happy all the time. That was a pretty good example of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going on vacations with Penn. So he's like, it'll probably suck. He does that as a mind trick so that everything else just seems awesome.
Isn't that weird? Because that's not normally like me, but it's just me needing to constantly be happy and pleased.
Yeah.
I just bring everybody down for a few minutes and then it's awesome.
Okay. Some advice that was written in. Don't buy the fine china.
Yes. We just talked about that. Register for therapy.
Learn to grow together or you become two different people and that can be hard to overcome.
That's the Mark words.
And this is actually great advice. His way is not wrong. It's just different than my way. And that I struggle with.
I was like wondering how you're doing this.
I have the only right way to do things. I am right. You are wrong.
I was going to say, like, his way is not wrong. It's just different from my way. Or the advice of the man is just like, if you're capable of just going with it sometimes.
But just go you.
With it. Do you want to come say hi? So Lola has just graced us with her presence. Lola just gave me the I'm going to go on a walk sign, which I love. Do you want to grab mommy's microphone and say hi?
Hello, world.
We're giving advice for newlyweds. Like if we were to give ourselves advice that, you know, when we were newlyweds. Do you have any relationship advice, Lola? You're 14.
I'd say that a way to a woman's heart is food.
Yes.
Money.
Awaits
that's
woman.
All goodbye.
Bye, Lola. Have a nice
so
walk.
I have to say, Lola, before you leave, so somebody reached out on Instagram, they're like, are you hiding Lola because we don't see her anymore?
I literally
literally so busy.
Yeah.
I'm like a really busy person. I'm sorry, guys. I'm on a tennis team and I play tennis like 2 or 3 hours a day and I have school and I have homework and I'm trying to get all A's and everything. So I would, and they always film when I'm at school.
So Lola, we've got a video for you to do pretty soon. I'm gonna start exploring a nighttime skin routine for men. Do you think you could teach me a nighttime skin routine?
Yes. I don't know if it will work, but
I know you can't ruin
it. The internet doesn't care if it works.
So Lola is our skincare guru. Yeah. I just wasn't raised in a time when I had to take makeup off my face. I know it's fun. You do say, well, I love it. You're going to go for a walk. Okay.
Lola's going to go for a walk.
Put some gloves on. It's so cold.
Oh, here we go.
Oh gosh. Okay.
She did. Lola just said pockets. That's what pockets are. You know, pockets really are nature's gloves.
There should be more pockets in women's clothes. Okay.
There
thank
it is.
You.
Thanks, Lola.
Okay.
Okay, where were we? Oh,
by the way, our kids have a snow day today, which is why.
And a snow day in the South is pretty funny because the schools are closed. And I'm looking outside and
there ain't no snow.
Nary a flake.
Yeah. Although we lost power last weekend, so I'm kind of
so they closed school today.
Yeah.
We lost power last weekend, so they closed school today.
Okay. Here's a great one. Raise at least 2 dogs. Before having kids. This is great.
We have a similar story with goldfish that we'll tell you when we get done with this.
I would advise me to raise at least 2 dogs for a full life term before raising children. I think after you've dealt with the dog throwing up, the dog peeing, the dog doing chewing everything in the world up, you're used to kids. Enjoy. Bye.
That's maybe like living together before you get married, like raise a dog. So we felt like, I love this advice. That is great advice because you're going to see like, is your partner picking up the poop? Are they getting the vomit off the carpet? You know what I mean? Like what kind of partner is your person going to be? We decided as people that were thinking about maybe having kids that we should get a goldfish. Just to see.
And we did.
And we did.
So here's what happened with the goldfish. It died after 2 weeks.
Because it's a goldfish.
Well, no, it wasn't a goldfish. It was a betta fish, right? Which is like a purple fish with these like weird flowing like.
But we
robes.
Didn't kill it. It just died.
I've been trying to shield this from you for a while, but we did kill it. Betta fishes are supposed to live forever. We didn't change the water out. Like we didn't have a filter. We thought it would be trendy to put it in a freaking vase. And we tried to change the water out as much as we could, but there was no like real filtration system. We didn't put it in an actual tank that's meant for fish.
What? No. No, we wouldn't have done that. We would have gotten a proper tank.
No, we put it in a vase. Do you not remember? It was in a big fat flower vase that we thought would be like a trendy thing.
No, it was a huge tall vase. It was like 2 feet tall.
It was, but even a 2 foot tall vase, I don't think we gave it enough water to oxygenate itself. Like fish need like big tanks of water.
Well, now I feel guilty.
And also it's so tall. Like how the heck do you swim? Like in circles. Anyway, I'm pretty sure we killed that fish, but we did a much better job with our kids. I just remember when the fish died, I had to take it out and you took it so personally. You were like in the corner.
I was really sad. Now I'm a fish murderer.
Okay, I'm going to make you feel better.
Okay.
This just happened to me. I was about to say this person's name because there was a name on it and they didn't say it there. And I was like, I don't know how to pronounce this, but it says Noname. I'm not sure where they're from. And I'm just now realizing that it's no name. Sam, who edited this for me, didn't have a name and she just put no name in it. And I almost said, let's listen to Noname. And so there. So I'm an idiot.
Okay.
If that makes you feel any better.
It does. It kind of does.
Killing the fish. Okay. Can we do this one? It says something about don't chase Hallmark romance. I haven't heard this yet, but you know what big fans we are of Hallmark movies. So let's hear this one.
Hi, this is Victoria Gisandi from Greater Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I just wanted to give advice to my younger self. I've been married for 25 years, 5 kids. And if I had one thing to tell my younger self, it would be don't listen to all the TV Hallmark shows, the romance novels, or the love songs. Love is so much deeper than romance.
Love it.
And if you keep chasing romance, you're going to be really disappointed. I would have told her, love is so much deeper than that. It's a gift of self to the other.
I love that advice. It's, first of all, the reason why Hallmark is so dreamy and easy to watch is because they make love look so easy.
It's escapism.
Right. But it's not real.
No.
Nothing is real.
As long as you understand that when you watch it, right?
And I love how she ended, too, because I think it's... she said it in a different way, but the anticipating of needs and sometimes you're doing more than 50% is a way to say you are there to serve. Like if you come in with that service mindset, like I'm not serve, like I'm going to wait on you hand and foot, but like, what can I do to make your life better? Like as an act of service, like is there something I can do or say that will help you? And you come at it with that attitude. It kind of changes the tone.
I have nothing to add. That's well said. I thought she did a great job. We've got one more call in, and our note from this is very energetic guy.
This was their favorite.
Is this our first guy?
I think so. I was about to say.
Justin, thank you.
I know.
Hey, it's Justin from Philadelphia.
Yes.
And the question today really got me intrigued. What advice would I give my newlywed self? I think it kind of goes along with your book. In arguments, in disagreements, in fights with your significant other, there is no win or lose. There's nobody who wins because that means somebody loses and you're a team. So if one loses, you both lose.
Holy crap.
I know who Justin is. Exactly.
We just got pranked, you guys. Sorry.
No, but that's really sweet of him to call.
Shrouded in other information, isn't it?
I love that Justin called. Justin has a podcast called Races Recap that does amazing race recaps. And it was honestly I listened to all the recap podcasts, but it was one of the ones I listened to be prepared for the amazing race. But I heard that voice. I'm like, I know that voice.
Right. We hear that voice.
But I'm flattered that he called.
That's very sweet. And, you know, it's interesting. He went on the race, and not to make this about the amazing race, but I think he learned so much about his relationship when he was there. And it's been interesting because from what I hear from all of his recaps, he grew a lot closer with his wife, like by going through all those stress points.
But I also like, let's take this opportunity to say sometimes what they show is not the entire picture. I think Akbar and Sherry on our season right now, we know them as human beings and they are lovely, selfless people who value each other and are great life partners. But out of frustration, the amazing race makes you do and say things you wouldn't normally do and say. And so I think similar to when Justin went through, I think you see like people kind of like maybe snapping or being like, and if you kind of do a montage of those, it doesn't look great. But Justin was like, is one of the most successful people ever on the Amazing Race. He like won, he almost tied the record of a number of legs won. Anyway, Justin, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much for all of the call-ins. We have a couple more write-ins, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do them.
Prioritize your relationship. Don't let kids and work take over, leaving no time for couple things. And couple things are in air quotes. I would say we did write about this, is that if times get really busy, we put hashtag couple things on our calendar and we schedule time for mommy daddy time, because that is, don't you feel like that's the first thing to go when things get stressful, is that mommy daddy time?
And hopefully that's not going during the newlywed phase, but sometimes it does.
Right.
And the bottom line is there's no shame in saying we're going to have some us time and we're putting it on a freaking calendar. So no one can touch that. Mm-hmm. Just like no one can touch an important meeting, right? It's got to be prioritized. Jennifer Lush, don't take anything personally. If your spouse is grumpy, it might be that they have had a really crummy day and you are their safe space where they can let it go. Give them some time and some breathing room. Jennifer, you win the award of the thing that most relates to me from when I was a newlywed. I thought, and it lasted for years, really until we started talking to Christopher and got into marriage counseling, I thought it was my job to fix her and make her happy. And when she couldn't
there's
be
no fixing this.
And when she was in a snit or had a bad day, I took it personally. Absolutely did. And I think I might still a little bit, but I've gotten better.
1,000%. And that is the thing about partnering somebody with anxiety and depression, is that the sun is shining, there's a roof over my head and my kids are healthy. And still, there's going to be days where I just can't do life very well. And I think in the beginning, you were just trying your best, which is like, let's do this. Let me fix you. And now you're like, hey, I got you. What do you need? Like, sometimes I'm like, I need you to tell me to go on a walk. And you're like, okay, here's your shoes. Get out of bed, do it. So we've learned that. I want to thank you all for taking this so seriously. I hope if you are listening to this and you've been married for, how many years have we been married?
You still don't remember?
What is it?
I just told you.
16 and three quarters
yeah,
years.
Yeah, good. You got it.
I was playing. I remembered. That it's a good reminder how to treat each other. And if you're newlywed and somebody has forwarded this to you, being married is fun. Right?
It
like,
is.
I think that life is hard and marriage can be hard, but loving each other shouldn't be hard.
And it's the most important thing you'll ever do, in my opinion, and it's more important than having kids. Sorry. It is.
Sorry, children.
Sorry, children.
And I hope you, I think Tina Fey had this quote, like, when her teenager pays attention to her, it's like the office, the cute guy in the office, like her office crush. You know what I mean? Because I'm always like, when Lola is like sweet and pays attention to us.
That's why when she came upstairs,
I was like, oh my God, what do you need?
Everything.
Oh my gosh, I love you so much. Mostly because, I mean, it's not that she's not moody or anything like that.
She's
we just
so
don't
busy.
See her.
She's so busy. Like that was actually the fact that she came up to say hello to us was lovely.
I know.
I'm and like, she is, I also want to say Lola came in and she answered the question exactly as we asked her, but she has become a lovely woman and is an absolute treat to be around.
I know. I just love being around her. Both of our kids. The reason why people are like, why are you hiding Lola from us? I'm like, no, dude. So she goes to school until 3:30 and then she plays tennis until 7.
And then she does homework
and
until
then
10.
And so basically I drive her places and feed her. During
or driver's ed.
Or yeah. And then weekends she's doing driver's ed. So I really don't, we don't, and I'm not going to say, hey, Lola, wouldn't do a video. No, I'm not going to do that.
I think it would work if you use that voice.
Hey, Lola. No, our kids, I mean, they're proud of us and they enjoy doing this. And Lola's always coming up with, she's like, Mom, should we do another shopping video knowing that I bought her stuff the last time we did? So I'm like, no, we can just save your allowance, girl, if you want new jeans.
Right.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
So sorry.
No, I think that went well. I think we'll have very few edits. I think production-wise, it was quality. I give myself an A-. I give you an A+.
It's not a competition.
Yes, it is. Everything's
but
a competition.
I did a little better than you.
I mean, your pieces of advice were good. My grade went up with a registry idea. I think that's going to become a national thing. And
you're
welcome.
There are mental health services online. We've talked about them here. So it would be easier to get mental.
It's just freaking expensive, right? You know, like that's the thing. Like we couldn't go into counseling when we just got married, but we could, but we were registering for
China.
Vera Wang.
Yeah. For
who
China.
Cares?
We use them Thanksgiving and Easter. I will say that the insurance thing is real because I remember it. I was like in a triage moment and I really needed some professional help. And because of our insurance, only these few practices took our insurance. And so I had to wait something like 6 or 8 weeks. And then the practitioner had to then decide how many sessions I could get. So I think it was like that because it's like on a form, because you're dealing with this issue, then you get 6, you know, so it's not ideal. It's not ideal. So that's, I do think registering is really, and I have to say now that we are in our mid 40s and we have made therapy a priority, I can self-pay. And so yeah. I can decide that I can go to somebody and self-pay. And then we just make different decisions about, okay, we're not going to go out to eat this week.
Right. But when you're getting married, let your rich parents and uncles take care of that for you.
We did not have rich parents.
I said uncles.
You had some money. My uncles, there was no money on my side.
Just throwing it out
there.
Just throwing it out there. I don't need a salt shaker. I don't need Vera Wang. I may do like an entire list of like what we should actually register for.
That'd be great blog posts.
Yeah.
What else do you think you would have registered for?
I don't know. Like, don't you feel like we like winter coats and just stuff that like stuff that adults need, like Uggs. I don't know. Like it's always these things to help build a home together. And it's like this salt shaker that rotates on the top and it's made out of pewter and it's $75 and you lose it after 3 days and you could just get one of the ones that just shakes salt on top of you when you could use that $75 on piano lessons. I don't know. Like things like maybe,
experiences.
Yeah, exactly. Just think like honestly, things that would instead of things that would make your home look more like the Pottery Barn, why not register for things that make your marriage stronger and make it last longer? I don't know what those things are.
I've had friends register for their honeymoon. So like you buy a couple hundred. Yeah.
I get that, but that's also not long lasting. I think that therapy will make your marriage last longer than your china. But I've got to think of some other things, too, because that's a really short blog. Let's move on.
Thanks for listening to us ramble. Thank you so much for the thoughtful feedback. And we love learning from you.
Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently, so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.